Good day, everyone. Welcome back to the Atlanta Podcast. I am your host, Mappy Davis. It is a gorgeous fall day here in Atlanta. I'm on the front porch at Alkaloid, where I just interviewed Eric Von Hessler. That episode's not this week. It's okay. I don't want to tease you, but I'm just remembering we were just here the other day, and it was great, and I am bringing you that. But first, I have to tell you the huge news, if you haven't already heard it, if you follow me on social media, and that is that the Atlanta Podcast will now be published by Creative Loafing. Pretty fucking huge news, if you ask me. We've been in discussions for a little while. Nick Tapp, who's been on this program, is who I have to thank, and I'm sure I'll thank him again. They want to be getting into the digital space, more digital content, more audio content, and who better than me, right? It's an Atlanta company. I almost said an Atlanta rag, but that's in a cool way, right? That's what you used to call a newspaper, like a rag. Yeah, you get the local rag. It's a local rag. It's a local brand. I am Matt B. Davis. I do the Atlanta Podcast, where we talk to the famous, the Atlanta famous, the infamous, and anybody else I find interesting. So I'll probably repeat this a little bit on the first episode once we get over there, which is in 2 weeks on Tuesday, December 19th. But what that means is nothing but good things, right? They are giving me complete control. So I still get to do my show week in, week out. But they give us access, potential access to better guests, to more advertisers, and to reach more and more people. So super, super cool, super stoked for this. So nothing but good things to come in the future. That new feed, which we'll be telling you all about and tell you where to go starting in 2 weeks. But for now, today's episode, DragonCon 2017 Part 1. DragonCon, as you know, or if you don't, biggest freaking cosplay convention there is, comes to Atlanta every Labor Day weekend, and it's now after Thanksgiving, and I'm finally getting to it because, well, it was a lot of interviews instead of one nice sit-down, and that takes a while to edit. And hey, this is when I'm getting it up, so it's when you get it. I don't think it loses any of its value, the fact that it did take several weeks. I will say that it is a bit of an experiment in that this is an audio medium, and a lot of these people are in costume, and you can't see them. Now, that's not exactly true because you can see them on the actual website if you're viewing it there. If you go to the Atlanta Podcast and you go to this episode, DragonCon Part 1, you can see some of the pictures. But I think it'll still work. I think the magic is there, and I think the kinds of conversations that happened just happened pretty naturally. So I don't know what else to say about it other than let's dive in and talk to the fascinating people that I met at DragonCon. Part one, away we go. All right, Steven, so tell me about this costume choice.
I mean, this is, you know, the Black Knight. It's one of my favorite movies from when I was a kid. And it doesn't really pop up, like, the sort of Monty Python stuff doesn't really pop up at DragonCon a whole lot because it's not really ever the hot property. It's really, like, something you have to, like, have loved as a kid or been introduced to by your parents to really fall in love with.
But those of us that recognize you instantly.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right? Like, in the very short time I've been talking to you, people cannot stop taking pictures or yelling quotes at you. So just tell me how this costume came about.
I decided to put it together actually last year for Halloween. And a lot of it was just gathered from people that, like, people made. There's a person that makes the tabard. And actually, I bought the helmet. I didn't build it. I built the sword. And a friend of mine, I looked really closely at the photos from the movie, and it turns out that most of the wool on the actual actors that were having to move around, most of the armor, excuse me, the chainmail, was actually made of wool, and only a few actors actually had real chainmail. So, like, you have, like, Arthur's costume has real chainmail on his head, and the rest of his body, it's all wool, so it's this kind of hilarious, like, mishmash of real and fake. And so my friend knitted me the wool sweater and the coif, or the coif, or whatever you call it, and I just sort of piecemeal it all together.
And you just sort of stand here with the sword and say, none shall pass?
And everyone gets really excited, and I really love it.
Can you give me a really good none shall pass?
None shall pass.
It's really good. How would you rate that, Rick?
Yeah, that's an 8, at least. I think he's got more. I think he got more.
Do you want to give us a few more little quips?
Oh, sure. Then you shall die. Oh, man, there's a really good one later. I'll bite your legs off. That's my favorite one.
Yeah, I have to say, you're certainly the first Monty Python anything I've seen.
Look at this lovely couple. Very 1960s Star Trek. Yeah. So do you literally just stand here and wait for people to take your picture?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, it works out pretty well. I don't have to like do a whole lot of work for this.
How hot do you get?
I walked up the hill next to the Marriott earlier, and I was very sweaty and unhappy.
You know what I just realized? We are in a convention crazy time. There must be a Monty Python con somewhere.
I wonder. I actually don't know. I would hope so. I'd imagine it'd be in England, if anywhere.
All right. Well, thanks for talking to me, dude. I'll let you get back to your picture taking.
All right.
All right. Have fun. So tell me who you are and where you're from.
Amber Peacock. I'm from Macon, Georgia.
Okay. And tell everybody what you are at this moment.
A unicorn.
Nothing special, just a regular unicorn?
A rainbow unicorn. Just a unicorn. Just fun.
Do you think there's enough unicorns in the world?
No, we need more unicorns.
Because?
Because unicorns are awesome.
Right?
And fun and happy.
Aren't you supposed to be hard to find, though?
Well, we're a rare breed, but, you know, we can always use more of us.
Right. And what is your man dressed as?
He's the dude.
Oh, my God, the dude? I didn't even get it, but now I got to talk to him. Hey, dude, get over here. Dude, get over here. Please. Come on, dude. So I didn't get it for a moment, but now I totally get it. You are the dude. But what is the dude doing with a unicorn?
Why would the dude not be with a unicorn, right?
I think that's probably.
You know.
What do you think? What do you think the con needs more of? Can you get a couple? Can you take a couple pictures real quick? Yeah. Or you don't have to, but what do you think? What do you think this con needs more of?
Costumed freaks.
More costume
freaks? Yeah. Well, yeah, absolutely. There are too many people out here that do not have costumes on.
Right.
Right.
Do you have a? Do you have a beverage in there?
Not right now.
Could you give me a little? Could you give me a little? Hey, man, beverage here.
Hey, man, there's a beverage here.
Do you have any more? Like,
no, I don't.
That's it?
That's it, man.
Come on, dude. Yeah.
See, the dude abides. Right?
I know, but that was... All right. Well, thank you guys for talking to me.
Absolutely.
Enjoy your con.
Oh, I will.
All right, see you later. All right, so tell me your name and where you're from.
I'm Emma Satterfield. I'm from here. I'm from Atlanta.
That's pretty generic. What is there a town you're from?
I live in East Point.
Okay. I mean, I don't need to know your address or anything. I was just getting general information about you. So it's everybody who you are dressed up at the moment?
I'm just as Poison Ivy at the moment.
And is this your, like, do you have a multitude of costumes for this weekend?
Not really. This is pretty much it. I don't have a lot of money for cosplay. This is, like, my thing.
It appears to be an expensive ordeal.
It is, yeah. It's kind of ridiculous
you keep
sometimes.
Stepping further away from me. You're
sorry.
Gonna turn the microphone.
Yeah,
I promise we'll not bite you.
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous how expensive it can get, depending on how deep you get into it.
Right. But I think this is like, it's pretty obvious who you are, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's not exactly traditional, but I like it better than some of the other ones that I've seen.
Because?
I don't know, it's just, it's not like leaves all over. I don't know, I designed this myself. Like, I didn't really base it off of any... particular like comic book design. Like,
do you have some sort of design background?
Well, I took a lot of fashion classes growing up, but nothing like super fancy.
And what do you do in the world when you're not doing this?
Oh, I direct short films.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Is there a festival or two that you've been in recently, or?
No, I just worked on something that might get entered into Sundance, but.
Really?
I wasn't directing it, but I helped work on it. So it's called A World Without Women. You can look for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it going to be in all kinds of women's festivals?
Possibly. I don't know. I know they're hoping for great things for it.
Well, thanks for talking to me.
Yeah, no problem.
Nice to meet you.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
I'm Dylan.
Dylan, you were going to say something.
Do what?
I feel like you're going to Dylan the something.
Well, I'm dressed as Minotaur from My Hero Academia. My superhero name is Grape Juice, though.
Because you are dressed, in fact, like?
Well, my power is that I have these sticky balls on my head. I can pull off as many as I want.
Right.
But if I pull off too many, you know, my stomach gets hurt. get a little stomach ache. Yeah.
What was this? What you said? It was the something something Academia. I'm not
My Hero Academia. Yeah, it's just it's an anime about like superheroes. There's like a high school for superheroes.
Right.
Right.
Much like whatchamacallit or that other place.
That other place.
Aren't there a few like. Like, I don't know, like Teen Titans Go or like a few like little like miniature, you know, universes. If
like that, yeah, yeah.
Because I'm not nearly as familiar.
It's a bunch of superheroes. It's an anime, though. But it's real popular this year.
Right.
So.
Is this your one costume for the weekend? Or?
Yeah, this is just, you know, I kind of put it together last night, so it's not too elaborate. But.
Well, listen, thanks for talking to me.
Yeah, right.
Enjoy the rest of your time here.
All right.
Thanks so much, dude.
Have a great one.
My name is Allison Castle, and I'm from Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Okay. And you are dressed as?
The High Priestess Aisha from Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Okay. Your eyes are slightly frightening.
Very frightening. Try putting them in without the gold makeup on, and it's very terrifying.
Yeah. It seems like this could be a somewhat of a distract, like it drags on the ground. Like, is it difficult to deal with?
It was more difficult. It was less difficult when I was wearing heels, but I've worn it for 3 days, so now I'm about 6 inches shorter. So it drags more, and
I like way up here.
Yeah.
Why did you take the heels off?
I rolled my ankle at the aquarium party last night, and I can't wear my heels anymore because I sprained it.
What's special about the aquarium party?
It's VIP.
Ooh.
And they closed down the aquarium all for DragonCon. It sells out every year, so you have to buy your tickets like immediately, and you get to roam around with everyone in costume and just it's closed.
And look at fish.
And jellyfish too.
Is it expensive?
The VIP tickets run about $85, but they provide food and drinks, an open bar, and open food.
What?
Yeah.
I would go for that reason alone.
Exactly.
You can drink and eat as much as you want?
Yeah. In the VIP section, you can. Plus, you get a special viewing area of the whale shark tank and the beluga tank.
Right.
And then there's the regular admission, which I think is about $30 or $40. So for an extra $40, you get free drinks and food. So why not?
And some people think it's bad, though, like to keep sharks and stuff and the thing. How do you feel about that?
There's actually that's a very touchy subject. Sometimes they'll bring in animals, like there's an albino alligator in there, and it wouldn't have survived in the wild on its own because it doesn't have the camouflage that it needs to survive on its own. So bringing in animals that are injured and rehabilitating them and then re-releasing them is a good idea. I don't know how I feel about keeping them in there all the time, so I'm not going to touch on that subject.
Do you think alligators are dinosaurs?
Yeah. So are birds.
Well, we know birds are, but how are we sure about alligators?
Alligators are like millions of years old, and they haven't changed.
So they're definitely dinosaurs?
They're dinosaurs.
Okay.
Maybe smaller now. Maybe they're smaller now.
Slightly smaller.
Yeah. They ran out of space, so they had to get a little smaller. Kind of like the dragons in Game of Thrones when they put them in the cage.
Exactly. Now, are you going to dress like this the rest of the time? Are you switching up?
I've been like this for 3 days, so I'm not...
Have you showered?
I have showered. I reapply this every morning.
That sounds like a lot of work.
Not really. I use the Mayron metallic powder with the mixing liquid, and it goes on like paint.
When you shower, does it all come off, or you don't really care if there's a little bit left on?
It all comes off. It comes off with soap and water. It takes about 2 hours, though.
To take it off? Why don't you just slightly shower and then just like have the right, because you're going to put it back on tomorrow.
Because I already have to deal with people not smelling good here. I'm going to make sure I smell good at least.
Well, you know, you can, does this stuff smell bad? Is that what you're saying?
No, it doesn't. But I mean, everyone has body odor.
That's not true.
That's true.
I do. I sweat like a pig, but not everybody does.
Well, out here in Atlanta, everyone does. It's true.
Should we have that on a bumper sticker?
Yeah, it should be a bumper sticker. In Atlanta, everyone sweats.
What about Chattanooga?
I've only been there for 4 months. I don't know how hot it gets.
Where are you from?
I'm from East Tennessee in the Johnson City area.
And that's famous for?
Nothing.
Redneck stuff?
Redneck stuff.
All right.
The Bristol Motor Speedway is up there, which is NASCAR.
All right. Well, good to talk to you.
It's good talking to you.
The Atlanta podcast. Look out for us, okay?
All right. I will make sure to look for it.
My name is Corey Torgerson.
And you are dressed as?
Warhammer 40K Space Marine.
This is a lot of costume, bro.
Yes. Yes, it is.
What is your height at the moment?
I'm about 7 feet tall.
You're very handsome.
Thank you.
Does this work with the ladies?
Well, apparently.
Are you spoken for in your regular life?
My wife is my handler over there.
Which one's your wife?
The one in
How difficult... He's this tall? How? Please do not speak. No one can hear you on this microphone here. Throw the show off. Now, This guy's super handsome.
Yes. Truth.
7 feet tall.
Truth.
Are you nervous that women will pounce on him?
No. See, I have a special superpower of being able to make people do what I want. Like yesterday, when we were going to the, when we were leaving the parade and coming here, and we had more pieces of costume than we could handle, and I said to someone who was interested, I said, would you like to learn how to make these? And he hesitated, showing weakness, and I said, wonderful, you are now going to help us carry this to the Marriott. So I have this strange power of making people do what I want. So
is that sort of like these aren't the droids you're looking for?
Yes, it's very much. Yes, this is mine, don't touch it.
He said you were in the Han Solo costume. I would not recognize that as such.
I'm all covered up in craziness. Sorry.
But how? I'm just not quite seeing it, though. What should I be seeing?
Well, I have a belt, and I have, like, the pant type of details.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. But who's your friend? Who are these guys?
That is my best friends, Gil and Joe.
Can you come over here? You're like a, it's like being a real live video game, sort of.
It is. That's kind of the point.
Are you single or married?
I am married. My wife is Rainbow Bright.
Are all of you guys married?
Yes. Yes, we are.
Probably good, because like I said, like this, I think you'd be a super hit with the ladies.
Nah, maybe.
Now, are there helmets that go with that, or then it would just be too damn hot?
I do have a helmet, but I can't see when I walk with it, so I don't wear it when I'm walking around.
What is your top speed in this outfit?
6 steps.
Okay.
We go about 6 steps before we have to stop and take pictures.
Yes. Could you be in a foot race?
No, I could not be in a foot race.
With each other? Could we get you to race each other?
He would win.
Why are you so sure of that?
One, he's got longer legs, and his stilts are better than mine.
Oh, you on stilts right now?
Yes, I am on stilts.
Are you in the circus?
No, I am not.
What do you do as a day job?
I'm a software engineer and architect.
Okay, what do you do as a day job?
I'm a computer engineer.
All right, what about that guy?
He's an aerospace engineer.
Are you a rocket scientist?
By training, yes.
Do you know how to propulsion things into space?
Do I know how to propulsion things into space?
Yes.
Yes, I could do that if I had to.
Okay. Could you help me build a really good trebuchet?
That is mechanical engineering.
Damn it!
Sorry, you need to find a different
engineer. Do you know that you are the shortest of the three?
What's funny is I'm actually the tallest of them when we're on the ground.
So do you think it's like a, what do you call it? What's that word? I don't know, penis envy?
No, I'm sure there's a little Napoleon complex going on, but... Actually, the legitimate answer is when we built them all, the spacing on the legs for mine wound up with too much gap, so I had to cut my stilts down a little bit to make the legs look better.
Do they, like, if you guys are walking around in there, can you walk around in there, or do you have to stay out here?
No, we walk around in there. So we're heading there eventually.
Okay. Do those weapons, like, work, or? Well,
they're foam. I mean, I could hit.
Could you, like, hit me over the head with that? Would it hurt? All right, could you do a quick video? Could you make sure it works? He's very bad at this. All right, try to hit me with that.
With it?
Yeah. That's a gun. Hit me with a gun, it's fine.
Lift our arms. Ah!
All right, that felt pretty good. Well, listen, thanks, dudes. You guys are awesome. Can I get a picture with the three of you?
Jared, but my friends call me Static Jones.
Static Jones?
Yes, right.
Is that your wrestling name?
Nope, that's my cosplay name. I have a cosplay page on Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah? Why do you have a WWE belt?
I'm mixing Lucha Libre, that's my favorite art of pro wrestling, with Pokemon. It's two things I love.
So wait, you've got Lucha Libre and Pokemon mixed together?
Yes, sir.
Are you the only one to ever do this?
I'm pretty sure I'm not, but I just thought it was a cool idea. It's two things I love a lot, Pokemon right. and Lucha Libre.
Right.
Like, one of my all-time favorite luchadors is Rey Mysterio Jr.
Right, the legendary.
Yes, he's a legend in the business.
Yeah, do you know that Ricky Dragon Steamboat is here?
Oh, absolutely. I missed him, though.
What?
Yeah,
he's
missed.
He's not still up in the...
I didn't see him at all.
There's a Walk of Fame or whatever up there. Kane and Ricky Dragon are there. Ooh, can you grab them?
I actually did run into Kane.
Right.
Yeah, I got a picture of him. I was dressed up as the Green Lantern the other day.
Right.
And he really loved my green blaster construct that I worked on.
Right.
I pretty much spray painted a Nerf gun, and just modified it a little bit.
Right.
And he really enjoyed it. He's like, "Hey, can I see that? That's awesome."
Yeah. Who do you like these days, wrestling wise?
My all-time favorite is Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Right.
But my current favorite in WWE right now is the phenomenal AJ Styles.
The phenomenal AJ Styles. Can you give me a little bit of the song?
They don't want none. They don't want none. They are scared or they don't really want none.
You know, Jinder gets a lot of hate. I kind of like Jinder.
I don't hate him. But
the modern day Maharaja. Right?
My second favorite currently in the business is a mix between Samoa Joe and Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yeah? Yes. Can you do the Shinsuke move?
I am the king of strong style.
Dude, thank you so much for talking to me, dude.
No problem.
All right, have a great rest of the con, dude. See you later.
Jessica.
And you guys are?
Anna Valerius.
Van Helsing.
Okay. And this looks like it would be a lot of work.
Just a little bit, yeah.
Like approximate hours or?
I would say I've been working on this on and off for about 2.5 weeks, yeah. Maybe. The biggest part of it is really collecting all of the supplies.
And it's the kind of thing where this is it for you guys for the whole weekend, or you're multiple characters?
She's had 6 costumes.
Yes, I've had 6 costumes.
What were you last before this?
Let's see. I was Enchantress from Marvel Comics yesterday.
And tomorrow, what will you be?
Tomorrow, I'm going home.
To
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire!
Yes, New Hampshire.
Where in New Hampshire? I'm from Boston.
Pelham.
Okay. I don't know Pelham. Give me another city it's next to.
Methuen.
Methuen, I know. Yeah? And do you come every year?
I've been coming since 2005.
Yeah? Not with him?
This is his first year.
Okay. This year you're like, I'm dragging you down, or?
Well, we just started dating this year.
So. Oh, okay. Well, mazel tov, as we say in the business.
Oh, thank you.
What do you do in your normal life?
I'm a music teacher and a composer.
Oh, really? At a college or high school, or?
No, I own my own business.
Oh, okay. And what about you?
So I have a desk job with a landscaping company during the day, and at night I'm a singer.
Really? Do the people that you work your day job, do they know that you're like super sexy happening person?
Yes, they're aware of my costume exploits.
Right. I have to ask, is this painful what's going on right here?
No, not at all.
Not in the cleavage area?
Nope.
Why does it look so painful?
I have no idea.
I think it's just you, man.
Rick, does that look painful to you at all?
A little bit.
Maybe we don't understand human anatomy very well. All right, well, thank you guys for talking to me. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you so much.
Gabe, Richmond, Virginia.
Travis Bass, Richmond, Virginia.
Yeah.
Are you guys related?
No.
We're roommates.
In real life?
Yeah.
How did you decide to come up with this getup? They're the Mario Brothers, by the way. This is an audio format. Which tell everybody who we're speaking with.
Because he's taller than me and I'm shorter. All the Marios you see here, you know, the same height are one, or the Luigi's short and the Mario is tall. So
they're bullshit, you're saying.
We're anatomically correct.
Because the real Mario is smaller.
Correct.
Yes. Of course.
Do you have any, but do you feel like Mario kind of is like, he's sort of the original, he gets sort of the most love?
Yeah, of course. I always get this. Though, there's been a lot more people coming up to me how they love Luigi a lot more. So, you know, I'm getting some sort of equal love.
Okay. Are you guys keep the same costume for the whole thing, or you mix it up?
Yeah. I mean, we're rooming with somebody who's got, like, 8 costumes. But
do you have multiple red shirts?
Yes.
Do you have multiple green shirts?
I did not bring any this time, so...
So you're a very smelly Luigi.
Yes.
Well, we appreciate your honesty. Okay. Enjoy the rest of your time here.
Here. Where are we? I thought we were going to go beat up Satan.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, until we find that Satan guy, we're surely we can find some people to, you know, use our newfound powers on.
Yeah, I guess.
Also, we have some drugs here. You want to do some drugs?
Yeah.
So you're Rick and Morty on steroids?
This is Summer. This is my granddaughter. I don't know why you would think that this is a male creature.
That's really weird. You're really weird.
You must be from some really strange planet if you think this is a male creature. I mean, I've seen some really weird stuff, but pretty standard Earth fare right here.
Yeah, going on adventures with Rick is, some crazy stuff happens.
Yeah, crazy and great. The best!
Only sometimes. Sometimes I just want to go to school.
Ah, school's for losers. They're going to fill your brain with all sorts of crazy ideas about, you know, where we came from and our place in society. And they're gonna indoctrinate you, Summer. You can't go to that school place. You should come on adventures with me, Summer.
Why don't you just take Morty, Grandpa?
Oh, I do. But, you know, sometimes Morty's like, definitely not recuperating in a vat in the garage.
Are you warm right now?
Yes. Yes.
Are you guys are you related in real life?
That would be incest and awkward.
Okay, what is your relationship in actual life?
Dating, together, stuff.
We live together. She's my partner.
Like, stuff.
Well, I don't know what people say anymore. So I'm married a long time, right? Do you want to guess my age? Go ahead.
Question. Oh God. Smile. Okay. 38.
42.
45. So you both guessed young, which is perfect. Anyhow, I don't know if people say like, "Oh, we're boyfriend and girlfriend," or "We are dating." So I don't know. She just. By the way, this is an audio format. I have to explain. She did the finger through the other hole thing, which we all know is the universal sign for screwing. Anyhow, so is that what people say?
I don't really know what people say.
It's complicated. I've always been bad at this.
Did you meet under nefarious circumstances?
We met at work. Those are definitely nefarious.
That's horrible. What is your job?
Well, it was a research technician in biomedical research, but not anymore.
And I was a grad student.
So you're looking at Petri dishes?
I did. I gave that up forever.
So you're looking at Petri dishes, and you're like, I'm so aroused right now. Who is this hot person next to me?
Oh, God. No, actually, he started to be like, okay, the way it was explained to me is I showed up at work. He'd been there for, like, what, 3 years, 4 years?
Let's not dwell on that.
Yeah, too many years. And so they have, like, the new greeting thing where they're showing all the new employees, and he's like, oh, shit, she's hot. And then, you know, then he started creeping on my desk at work. So.
And when did you figure out that you would, in fact, accept his advances?
He kept, like, trying to get us to go on, like, friend dates. Like, he would be like, hey, my friends are all going to lunch. We're going to go to lunch.
But see, why would you go that route? Like, women, like, want you to be direct, correct?
Probably because I don't pick up on signals very well.
Right. So why would you go that weird route?
I did tell you that I'm bad at this.
Oh, okay. But you look relatively handsome. I can't tell underneath this. But you look like you might do okay with the ladies.
Yeah. I'm pretty hot.
It's, well, it's really not a matter... It's really not a matter of looks, though. It's more of like, you know, skills or, you know, game, as it were.
Confidence.
Right?
I'm an introvert. Always been an introvert.
Right.
It's something I'm working on.
Right.
I guess I'll get a lot less practice now.
Right. How long is this current relationship going on?
4 years.
Oh, Jesus. 4 years?
Yeah.
Is there some sort of ceremony in the future for either one of you?
I don't like weddings. They're expensive and a huge waste of time.
I disagree philosophically with marriage.
Because... By the way, you're the best fucking interview we've had so far. Would you not agree? Okay. We've interviewed a fair amount of people here. You guys are hands down so far. No, it's a little early for that.
I don't know, man.
First of all, can we step in the shade?
Yeah,
this is like brutal.
I'm not wearing sunscreen.
So can you like stand right there? So just so I can, so we're in fairness here. So anyhow, so what's your philosophical difference?
I don't think that the government should tell me who I should live with and the rights that I should possess. I would rather part it out into medical power of attorney and things like that that you can handle on a more granular basis. In the state of Texas where we reside, if we get married, all of our property becomes common property, and that's really not something.
And they'll fucking hang you in Texas, man.
Prenuptial agreements don't count in Texas.
There are some things you cannot opt out of.
Have you seen Into the Abyss? It's a really good documentary about capital punishment. It's filmed in Texas. Well, here's the thing. I'll give you my experience, right? I'm married, like 13, 14 years. And for me, it wasn't a religious or state experience. even though those things had a part in it. But I can say that something did feel different. People say, like, oh, we live together, it doesn't matter. Something did, in fact, feel different when we went through a ceremony. Something sort of changed in the DNA, as it were. You know what I'm saying?
That's fair.
But I'm saying, so you could do something like that without it really mattering. Like, hey, we're just doing this thing where we're committing and blah, blah, blah.
I could proselytize about this a lot.
Look, hey, man, I got nothing but time here.
He's on a soapbox eternally.
Yeah, that's true.
So just like the ceremony that says, I commit to you as a person and let's do this together, you're against that part?
Yes.
Because?
In my opinion, it's an anvil to hang over somebody's head.
Wow!
No judgment on anybody who's done it.
He didn't say albatross. He said fucking anvil. Yeah, yeah. Ooh!
So basically, here's the upside. For her, if I'm still around, it's because I still want to be around.
Right.
There's never any judgment of, like, is he just staying because of guilt? Is he just staying because people are
going to
think,
you know,
bad things about him? Like, if we're still together, it's because we still want to be together, because there is.
And divorce is a huge, messy thing. And sometimes people just grow apart.
Okay.
My own parents got divorced.
As did mine.
And they should have done it years before they did. And my life and their lives would have been happier. And I think they stayed with it because of, again, perceptions or things.
Were either of your parents, like, alcoholics or anything? That was the issue in my house.
No.
Who do people tell you that you look like the most?
Me?
Yes.
Like, when I'm dressed normally?
Just your face, mostly.
Face? Fuck, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Doesn't she resemble?
I'm not sure anyone's ever told me I look like a famous person?
No, like, have you seen A Nightmare Before Christmas?
Oh, like Sally?
Like, you've got you have like this porcelain sort of.
I'm really pale.
It's sort of a compliment. I'm not trying to be.
No, it's fine.
She was the love interest.
Yeah.
She has fewer stitches, though.
That's true.
But you're.
You need Jack, but you need stilts. I mean, you need, like, wicked tall.
And my head's big, but it's not that big.
Can you see what I'm kind of saying with that sort of dollish sort of.
Yeah, no, I agree. I have sort of a doll-like face. I have heard little kids like me a lot, so when I go to.
Because you got big ol' eyes.
I go to a restaurant, and all the kids turn around and they go like. And they crane around the booth so they can look at me. It's really weird.
So you're just. So just to close this thing out. See, here's little kids. They're probably coming to you. You're just saying, like, look, I'm like, no one has to commit to anybody. We're here because we want to be here. And if we don't want to be here, we can scoot.
Right. Exactly.
At any time.
Yep.
Is somebody going to cry?
They might, but that's the thing, is that if one person is unhappy, both people are going to end up unhappy.
You should put that on a bumper sticker. How old are you guys? I'm just curious.
28.
I'm 31.
Okay. So since you're not looking at Petri dishes, what are you doing now?
I am a dental assistant for an oral surgeon. I'm trying to get into dental school this year, so.
And you?
I'm in technology licensing. I sell intellectual property.
Are you behind some evil things?
Not yet.
But I hope to be in the future.
You guys are definitely the best interview I've had. I'm just telling you, hands down. So I appreciate you talking to me.
I've been told I have a radio voice, whatever that means. I don't know what that means.
But see, I like your face, so it's like, he's got a good face, too. You guys can go places.
I hope so.
I gather there's not much money in radio. What do you think?
In radio, no. In podcasting, though, there is.
No.
It's how I've actually made a living, sort of. Would you believe that? And I have a family of five. I have three kids. Oi!
Good for you, man.
They're okay some of the time.
What percentage?
If people tell you that, like, having kids is, like, awesome and the best, it's not.
No,
it's that. It's that, like.
How that's going to go. It's a little machine that shits constantly. And then when it turns two, it starts running, and you have to catch it all the time and put it on a leash.
And
did to my brother.
And nothing happens, but they cost a lot of money.
Yeah. And then when they're 18, they can finally leave. And
maybe they actually will.
Yep.
Well, this has been great, you guys. Thanks for talking to me.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you, guys. Nobody knows who you are, but I know who you are. You're Joker.
Yep, that's exactly that.
Now, how does... from one of my favorite movies of all time. So tell everybody your name.
Ethan Baker.
And Ethan, tell everybody who you are, like, costume.
Oh, Private Joker, Full Metal Jacket. He's a news reporter for Stars and Stripes Journalism in Vietnam.
Played by?
Matthew Modine.
Modine.
I call him Modine.
Yeah, I think it's Modine.
Yeah. So one of my favorite movies, it's a fucking classic. This is one of those movies that comes on at 2 in the morning. I have to watch the whole thing.
It's like 2.5 hours long. If it comes on then, I'm like,
Dude, well, that's what I'm saying. But you know what? We live in a very on-demand world. I'm slightly younger than you. When that wouldn't happen, it wasn't like, oh, just go to Netflix. There was a time when it would just come on TBS or one of those channels or HBO, and you'd be like, well, I'm usually if it's like at least halfway in, if they're at least out of, you know, out of boot camp.
Yeah, it's like, I might as well go in.
Might as well hang in. So tell me how to, this is, like, I bet a very tiny percentage of people even know who you are.
Oh, yeah, I've ran into, like, most of the people who know who this are, like, people like you and one other guy who's dressed up as him. And about that, that's about it.
Another guy was dressed up as Private Joker?
Yeah, I ran into him on the way. He was on his way out, but I was on the way in. Right. And we just kind of...
So tell me how a man of your age becomes such a fan of this character in this movie.
Well, I like Kubrick films. My personal favorite is The Shining, but I just like Kubrick films because they're kind of, I think, dense is a good word for them.
Right.
Yeah. And
full of good stuff.
Yeah, I've always been interested in history, military history, and Vietnam was just kind of what was interesting to me at the time. And then Rising Storm 2 came out. I was like, well, it'll be popular. And then I was just talking with a friend about it, and he said I looked kind of like him. So it's kind of just
happened. You kind of do look like
him. Yeah.
You've got, so to explain your uniform, you've got sort of a standard-ish Vietnam green thing, but it's the peace pin and the Nikon camera and the M16. What does it say on the helmet?
Born to kill.
And then what? But I don't think he smoked Newports. Did he smoke Newports?
No, I just, some guy gave me a pack of Newports.
So that was like your little, so what is your, what are some of your favorite lines from that movie?
Well, the duality of man, of course. The whole exchange between Animal Mother and Private Joker when they first meet is good. Then, of course, basically anything from boot camp.
Right.
Then the Mickey Mouse song at the end that stuck in my head half the time I'm walking around.
Right.
I'd say that's mostly it.
Can you do any? Can you do Private Joker as John Wayne?
I knew you were gonna ask that. Is that you, John Wayne? Is this me?
So that's pretty good. See, oh, there we go. There's another one. Dude, that's so awesome.
Yeah, apparently there's an Animal Mother running around.
Really? Can you step a little bit closer? You're stepping away from me into the shade. Now, are you familiar with the entire book series?
It's a book series. I know it's based off the book The Short Timers.
Right.
But I haven't read it, and I didn't know there were other ones.
Or maybe it was just the one. Yeah, well, suppose...
I'm certain it's just The Short Timers, and then he wrote a follow-up after Full Metal Jacket.
Right. Right.
Yeah, I've not read it, though. I think right. I should. Probably should.
Right. So Animal Mother and Joker, they're all in this thing called The Short Timers. And
yeah. I just know the movie.
You definitely got a picture of him, right? Because this is a... I'm going to get one more of you, too. Hang on.
My name is Zippy.
And where are you from?
Florida. I just moved to Georgia this weekend.
Yeah, from?
Florida.
No, I mean for... What'd you move for?
Oh, I just always wanted to live in this area.
Yeah? And what are you dressed as currently?
Myself. I'm not wearing any...
And what is your, except you were wearing bunny ears and your hair is pinkish.
Oh, yeah.
Can I see what you normally look like?
This is just like my everyday. This is just my everyday clothing. Yeah.
Let's step away from the line here. And what does your shirt say?
My shirt says, I'm not gay, but my girlfriend is.
Which is adorable.
Thank you.
Are you currently dating a man or a woman?
I'm dating a man right now.
But
we're polyamorous.
So that means?
That means that we date other people.
Okay, so like you could still fall in love with me, potentially?
Yes, potentially.
How does that work exactly?
Well, sometimes we have relationships with the same person, so it would be a three-way relationship, but sometimes we have our separate relationships as well.
Right. And is that your... Oh, hello. I'm just learning about stuff. Does she typically do that?
Every once in a while.
Can you step right in here for a moment? Because she just told me that you were polyamorous. I've never met any one of those people before. So she was somewhat explaining it to me.
Right.
And so you date sometimes the same person, sometimes different people?
Yeah, pretty much.
And so how does that work exactly? Like, do you have to agree on the person? How does that work?
I try to make sure that both parties agree on the person. Some relationships, it's, you know, she does what she wants to do. I don't want to know about it sort of thing. But I like to, you know, meet both parties, you know, make sure everybody's, you know, safe. Everybody's, you know, going to work well together, that sort of thing.
And it works that way for you as well?
Yeah, definitely. I wouldn't want him, somebody I really care about, being with somebody that...
You wouldn't want what?
I wouldn't really want somebody I care about being with somebody that I think was going to be bad to them.
And how do you, and so you just sort of, so if I said, hey, I'd like to ask out this person, what would you say?
I'd like to get to know you first.
So like we hang out?
Yeah, we like all do dinner or something.
Oh, okay.
You know, just chat.
This is fascinating to me. I'm sorry, I'm very new, so I'm just, this is fascinating to me.
That's fair. If you want another con to like really learn more about this, the Sheraton does Frolicon on Easter Sunday.
Right.
It's a whole convention basically geared toward that community.
Right.
So that's pretty fun.
So like I go, hey, and then you go, hey, come over for dinner and we'll chat.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much how you do it. Or you meet up somewhere at a restaurant. Right. So, you know, everybody's got their own transportation.
Right. So, like, because, like, you don't want to bring someone to your house that could, like, potentially you not, like.
Yeah, I mean, not necessarily. I mean, usually that's not the concern. I mean, if somebody's, you know, polite enough to ask ahead of time, usually, I mean, it's not going to be an issue of, you know, we can't see each other sort of thing. But, I mean, it might just, you know, dissolve into a situation of, like, I don't think we should necessarily be dating as a. As a group.
She needs a light. Can you give her a light?
Sorry.
No, it's totally fine. It's totally fine. We just roll. So this is called the Atlanta Podcast, and I'll show you links for it afterwards. But she said you just moved here? Did you? You just moved here. You've been here.
Yeah, I grew up in Atlanta.
How did you meet this person?
We play an online game together, and we've been chatting for a while, and she was going to Dragon Con. I was like, well, don't pay for a hotel. You can just come stay with me, and we'll drive in.
Okay.
And it just kind of escalated from there.
Which online game would that be?
Overwatch.
Okay. I don't know that game. Could you describe it to people?
They're describing it as a first-person shooter, MOBA.
First-person shooter. I know what that means. What was the second word you said?
MOBA.
And what does MOBA mean?
It's a battle arena, so it's like you put everybody in a room together and they fight.
And why did he say, like, she's accusing me of being gay? Was he joking?
He was joking. Yeah, we just picking on each other.
Well, the shirt that she got us from, the one he was holding up, is I'm not gay, but my boyfriend is.
No, it says my girlfriend is.
Well, the one he was holding said my boyfriend is.
I went out of my way to get the girlfriend one.
Right.
So, by extension, I felt like she was accusing me of other things. Because she's rude that way.
She's rude that way?
Yes.
Are you joking or not?
Depends.
Okay, you're totally joking. What do you do in regular life?
I mean,
like for work.
I work in IT. I do IT support for a law firm. And
what if I told you I'm shocked to learn that's your career?
Why?
That was my little joke. Because we're at Dragon Con.
There's a lot of IT people here. Whoa. I'm quite sure.
Right? You're not digging my humor at all. I'm already failing before I even come to the dinner. I'm failing.
Flying right past me.
Right.
Well, you get used to that. Sometimes
okay.
And
are you currently working a job?
No, I take care of my daughter full time.
Yeah, is that your daughter?
No, that's her daughter.
Okay, because I was going to say she was yelling.
No. My daughter's a lot younger.
Yeah, how old?
She's about to be one.
Oh, wow, that's really little.
Really little, yeah.
All right, well, listen, you totally educated me. I can't say I'll be attending Frolicon, but...
That's fair. I mean, it's worth checking out.
I mean, I'm interested in as much as, like, we're talking, but, like, I'm married and we're kind of not that way, right? My wife would not be happy with that, so I was just sort of trying to educate myself.
She's invited, too. Bring her.
Right. Not her scene, though. You know what I'm saying? She's pretty old school.
That's fair. I mean, it's not for everybody. I make it a point to not push it on people who don't want it.
Right.
I see of it like, you know, organized religion or whatever. You're into it or you're not.
All right. Well, thanks for talking to me. Enjoy the rest of your conference.
Yeah.
Thank you for interviewing us.
Take care. Hey, Kimberly. Who are you today?
This is Green Lantern done in vintage style.
Aha. The female Green Lantern done in vintage style? I didn't know there was one. I'm relatively new to this.
Oh, so there's actually a lot of lanterns. There's green lanterns and blue lanterns and red lanterns and there's aliens.
I think there was a red one. I know that.
Yeah, so you should look into it. The lantern series is a pretty big universe.
Nice enough to share this invention with the world.
And is this what you've been most of the weekend or not?
We came in Wednesday.
Are you guys together?
There's a whole group of us.
Okay, I didn't mean to put you on the spot when I said together. I'm using air quotes. It's an audio medium, so I have to explain to the nice people. Please step forward into...
Certainly.
So, and how do you know this gentleman?
From dancing, actually. Salsa and blues dancing.
Salsa and blues dancing. How about, do you do any... I don't know any other form of dance. And tell me, so where are you from?
From Laramie, Wyoming originally, but most recently from Denver.
From Denver, Colorado?
That's correct.
And where do you... That's so wonderful, that sing-song thing.
Mark Hamill was an inspiring individual.
Do you come here to this event every year?
I do and have for the last four.
Yeah.
And it's It's not quite the same each year, which is kind of the point, isn't it?
And do me a favor, again, since this is an audio medium, to explain to the people like what they would be looking at, were they standing next to me?
I see. Well, you have a 6'9" Joker with neon eyelashes and hair. I did the braids, thank you. And his lovely wife has made him a shirt, hand-dyed, and vintage fabrics in the coat.
So you are not the wife.
I am not the wife.
Does the wife trust a man this handsome around other women?
Actually, she's the least jealous person I've ever known.
Because he's, I would say, dare I say, dashing?
Oh, I do endeavor.
How would you, what adjective would you use?
Trouble, usually, but mostly positive.
I like it.
What are you doing when you're not at the con?
Well, I like to build things. I like to play with electricity. And most of all, I enjoy a good dance.
Do you have, what do we call it, a straight job?
My straight job is electrician.
Really?
Yes.
Do they know that you're this wonderful alter ego?
Well, since the hair was green at work, I suppose they do.
And where is your wife at the time, right now?
Working out a housing fiasco.
What's the housing fiasco? Green Lantern. What do you call a female Green Lantern? Green Lantern?
Green Lantern.
Okay.
Green Lanterns to me.
Yeah.
In the dark, anyways.
Our Airbnb host flaked on us, and we...
I kill me!
Our Airbnb reservation fell through.
Those cocksuckers.
And off-site. And now we finally have one of the host hotels. And so we are attempting to check in and move all of our bags for the last couple of days that we'll be here.
Can I do my impression of the cleaning crew after you guys are gone?
Go for it.
Motherfucker!
We actually tried really hard to keep the paint.
The paint, the glitter, the accoutrement.
There's no glitter.
But I'm at the 60,000 people.
It's true.
And not that you guys are bad people, you guys. What do you mean, you people? You know what I'm saying? Not that, but just, you can't help it. The stuff is going to get lost and dropped and, you know what I mean?
It's true. There's a lot of setting powder in the carpet right now.
Maybe a bit of lipstick on the towels. I can't help it.
Right. What do you... Now, most people I ask if they have a multitude of costumes. I feel like this one suits you really well. Is this your whole weekend getup?
It's often a variation. So, for example, on Friday, I was a Joker-Loki crossover we called Jokey. Full scale mail, built myself, the helm, crown, everything.
Okay.
Then yesterday, we were an Old West group. So I was a Native American-style Joker with feather headdress. And bone armor. We had a, how do you say it, a tainted dove or a soiled dove, Ivy. We had a pioneer woman, Harley, and a Batman sheriff.
This is great. I was telling him here that I really enjoy the mixing of genre and time. It's sort of like the most fun. Because we could all do frickin' Batman on Halloween, right?
Absolutely. I'm a historical costumer, so that's the heart of my enjoyment. I mean,
Do you work in the film industry?
No, actually, I work in real estate as my straight job, I believe you called it. But I build belly dance costumes and historical Renaissance costumes. And
are you yourself married?
Nope.
Should we tell people where they can find you?
Very eligible.
Do they plan to come to Colorado?
Perhaps.
Well, look north.
Are you on any app that swipes?
No. I find a lot of ones were throwing away that way. But you can find me on Facebook at Night Lily Design.
And on Instagram at?
Same thing, Night Lily Design.
And on Pinterest at?
Same thing, Night Lily Design.
You know how I knew you were on Pinterest?
Why's that?
Because I'm a genius.
I mean, it is kind of addictive.
Or stalker, one of the two.
How are your internet stalking skills on a scale of 1 to 10?
Evasion?
No, not evasion. Like when you want to be doing the stalking.
I see. Well, I have people for that.
Oh, okay. How about you? How are you on the stalking?
I get on very little, actually. I'm on Facebook like twice a month. I might check if somebody says, "Oh, there's a cooler picture of you." I'm like, "Oh, okay. Oh, I'll look at it." But other than that, I feel no need. I have enough cool people in my life day to day.
I think that's great. You know, you also sound a little bit like, are you familiar with The Wizard of Oz?
Oh, of course not. That was sarcasm.
Well, because that's sort of what I think of when you, with that voice that you're doing. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No,
are you speaking of the greeter?
Yes.
Yes, okay, I get it.
Like, why didn't you say so? That guy.
Right.
Is that his role? That's what it's called? The greeter?
Yeah, he's the greeter.
Okay.
Do you want to go off somewhere and talk about... I feel like we could just, you know, so much could happen with us.
Did you want to go off with me somewhere?
That's what I'm kind of... That's what I'm sort of saying. I didn't even know that guy had a name.
Well, you
is
know,
it? Do you think that The Wizard of Oz was really a statement on homosexuality?
I think it was a statement on creativity. For the time when it came out, that transition of black and white to color, it wasn't even originally intended, but it really spoke a lot about our world. You're looking at progression. You're looking at dream theory. It was a lot of things.
But those characters were all super duper effeminate, right? You've not heard this theory before?
No, I haven't. But I guess you could certainly call them Metro. I mean,
the lion.
The lion was very squishy.
Tin Man.
I mean, okay, shiny shoes.
Scarecrow.
I think Scarecrow's pretty.
Scarecrow's he's definitely the straight one in the bunch.
But he's also the dumb one.
So you're saying that's more of a male trait, the dumbness?
I don't know. I'm just saying that, I mean, it's hard to be sharp and clever if you don't have a brain, right? So.
Right.
I mean, and by sharp, I'm using the fashion interpretation of that. I don't know.
We've all met individuals who wanted to date us that weren't super bright.
Right.
She's making a face.
But
right now
sometimes,
yes.
Well, let's talk about in our you and I are both spoken for, correct?
Correct.
But all of us, like you're currently single, we're currently not any one of us in our single days. Once upon a time, goes, you know what? This person's pretty dumb, but hey, I'm here. They're here. No, not you. You've never settled.
Stupid breeds true. Don't do it.
Really? And not in your life?
No, You know what? This is going to sound incredibly arrogant, but I don't do stupid. I can't.
Okay.
It's I get mean. It's like it just. I don't have any tolerance for it.
So dumb and hunky has never been your thing?
No. Ugly and very smart, fine. But intelligence is the absolute first criteria.
So if a man wants to impress you, excuse me, that was lunch. it's very, what's the word?
Contagious?
It's very contagious. If someone wants to impress you, they just super smart. So they can be super ugly, but super smart you like.
I mean, probably not super ugly, but yeah, the intelligence absolutely speaks to me first.
Right. Do you mean, by the way, for this to be caught on the glasses?
No.
I wasn't sure if that was a thing or not.
It's supposed to be covering over my face, the little fishnet
right.
piece.
Can I look at you from this angle?
Is this
creepy?
Easier?
Is that creepy?
No.
What if I only look at you with my left eye?
I mean, it's a little awkward, but I can work with it.
Okay.
I'm not planning on taking you home, so.
You've already made that decision?
Yes.
Okay.
My bags are packed.
I think we should end there, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much. You guys are awesome. Seriously. And there we go, folks. There it went. There we have it for this episode of the Atlanta Podcast. Now, there's some pretty cool things coming down the pike for the Atlanta Podcast, specifically one being that you can submit opening theme music. For those of you that listen to the show and notice we don't have opening theme music, you yourself can create that for this new Creative Loafing program that's going to begin shortly. So it can be country, it can be rock, it can be rap, it can be a ballad, it can have words, it can not have words. If you're a fan of this podcast and you enjoy it and you want to get your music out there to the world, or at least everyone in Atlanta, everyone listens to that podcast, submit one to me. Drop me an email, mattbdavis@icloud.com. Drop me an email with a link to a tune. Get on it. And let's see what we can come up with, all right? More about that, obviously, when we get to the new show. But for now, thanks so much for listening. Please do tell a friend. And love you, miss you, mean it. I have got to run.